It's 2026, not 2006. Your antivirus shouldn't feel like a dial-up. Webroot Essentials protects your new and old devices without slowing them down. It scans 6 times faster, uses 33 times less space, and it's ranked number one against Norton, McAfee, basically all the usual suspects. And right now, you can get an exclusive 60% off when you go to webroot.com/audio. Lock in the smarter, lighter, faster protection your devices deserve and get Webroot Essentials today. That's webroot.com/audio for 60% off.
Chelsea, I had some ideas for a fringy mini, some of them less scary, some of them more in continuation of the things that we've done, but you reminded me
that what we are doing is in fact a Halloween fringy mini. So I have the perfect one right here.
Okay.
This comes from, I don't even know how to pronounce this website's name.
Mm-hmm.
It is OV.
These are the best websites.
Yeah, OVNIOLOGIA, ovniologia.com.britain.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. Is that the spooky part?
This comes from September 6, 2024. Article title, King Charles has a secret paranormal library to study UFOs. King Charles is said to have a certain fascination with the subject of UFOs and aliens visiting Earth. According to a newly released documentary called The King of UFOs, His Majesty has inherited a, quote, secret paranormal library, end quote, which holds a huge collection of files and books on the subject. There are claims that he is further exploring his interest in extraterrestrial life. One suggests that King Charles was seen, quote, piloting an experimental UFO-style craft,
what?
End quote, during a visit to Canada in 1975, though there are no publicly released photos from that moment. But His Majesty is not the only royal interested. Sorry, I have to start that again. But His Majesty is not the only royal interested in aliens. Ufologist and documentary director Mark Christopher Lee said, CID detective and owner of the Great British UFO Learning Center, John Hansen, was in regular correspondence with Prince Philip and Queen Elizabeth. Quote, they had their own library of books and UFOs and paranormal subjects, end quote, he revealed. The expert also told Express UK that letters exchanged between John Hansen and the royal couple were shown in documentary and a book sent by him will be added later. The UK Ministry of Defense's UFO investigator said, quote, the royal family has been interested in UFOs for decades, but this was also a matter of extreme sensitivity, end quote. Nick Pope, who investigated UFOs for the UK Ministry of Defense until 2009, said, quote, the royal family has been interested in UFOs for decades, but this was also a matter of extreme sensitivity as it almost ran counter to the government's position on the subject, or was difficult to reconcile with. The Ministry of Defense's public position has always been that UFOs have little or no relevance to defense. So to have a situation where the royal family were almost denying this line by taking the matter seriously was embarrassing to say the least. End quote. Quote, why would they do that? Why would they do that? Sorry, just Chelsea, while you're editing this, just avoid those. Prince Philip was very much at the forefront of the royal interest in this, although it could be argued that he was introduced to the topic by Lord Mountbatten, his uncle. Prince Philip had a large collection of books on UFOs. He subscribed to the Flying Saucer Review and various other publications, but it was all done carefully without saying, please send it to Buckingham Palace. I would be interested to know what happened to this collection and to what extent King Charles III inherited some of the documents, books, archives, and magazines, as well as interests, end quote, Pope said. Richard Felix, a paranormal historian on TV's Most Haunted, claims in the film that the British royal family have their own, quote, secret archives of paranormal and UFO literature, rivaling those of the Vatican, end quote. Documentary director Mike Christopher Lee added, quote, the King of UFOs is an entertaining and thought-provoking new documentary that explores the British royal family's interests in UFOs and unexplained phenomena, as well as explaining an alleged UFO landing and alien visitation at Lord Louis Mountbatten's estate in England. The film delves into the late Queen and Prince Philip's interest in UFOs and crop circles. The film features exclusive access to never-before-seen archive footage and eyewitness interviews and explores the extraordinary claims that then Prince Charles piloted an experimental UFO-like craft in Canada in 1975. It explores the claims made by a Canadian diver who, while working on a secret military project at Sandy Point, Canada in 1975, saw Prince Charles pilot an experimental UFO-type craft. The diver claims the craft was powered by an electromagnetic force, and Charles was one of three pilots on the craft who were taking it to NASA's Langley base in the U.S. End quote. Sorry, I couldn't keep it together there for the end. That's great. Good for him.
I would say.
Mr. Lee also considers the what role Miss King Charles, who would play in the event for his first contact with extraterrestrials in the documentary. He said, quote, "The King would have a key role as head of state and as head of the Church of England and defender of all faiths. He would have to prepare his people for a major paradigm shift, and there would be political as well as spiritual implications to first contact. With UFO sightings increasing around the world, this may be closer than we think, and the King must be prepared. I also believe that having inherited his father's interest in UFOs, as King he may know more about the truth about UFOs. The UK is part of the Five Eyes Security Agreement, along with US, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. King Charles knows the truth. I hereby appeal to our King to release the truth to the public. We deserve to know that we are not alone in the universe," end quote. In addition to examining an alleged UFO landing and alien visitation at Lord Louis Mountbatten's estate in England, the film delves into the late Queen and Prince Philip's interest in UFOs and crop circles. The film features exclusive access to never-before-seen archive footage and eyewitness interviews, and explores the extraordinary claims that then-Prince Charles piloted an experimental UFO in Canada, which apparently gets talked about a lot in this article and in that documentary, because it comes up a lot. And it will be released on August 1st, 2024, so if you can, please go watch it.
Okay,
I don't know.
Okay, so out.
Yeah. Apparently, Prince Charles likes his UFOs and maybe piloted one. Who knows?
Well, I'd just like to say, I think knowing this information that he's driven a UFO, he goes up like half a notch, I think.
It's he's getting close to Queen Elizabeth in likability.
Yeah. Nah. I mean, this fair, does work in Chelsea, his favor a little.
It does work in his favor. And Chelsea, when we think of Queen Elizabeth, we kind of forget all the genocides she was involved in. And it was a lot.
You do. Okay.
So like, maybe most of
similarly.
Them.
Similarly.
Yeah.
At least they'll be on... I mean, they're all in there with British Andy. And I couldn't help but... Did I miss something with King Charles? And so I quickly just Googled it, if you didn't hear me typing furiously at one point. And I brought up this article from dailystar.co.uk, which is titled... King Charles told to unveil the truth about UFOs after piloting alien craft, quote, end quote. And so it actually says, like, word for word, the article that you just read. So no
good.
New information, just a different headline.
Might I just add, that was the shittiest first-hand encounter I've ever heard. Like, oh yeah, I saw Prince Charles piloting a UFO along with three other people. Yeah, definitely right. Definitely right. 1975, dead on. Great job.
Entirely. You know what? I think that was a perfect segue to get us through these next 48 hours to Halloween and then meet back at out back here.
Well, Chelsea, sorry, I think you mean 24 hours and then you guys go do your thing and then you come back with your candy and you listen to our episode.
That's the proper order.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Bye.